USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
President Trump says President-elect Joe Biden can enter the White House as president if he can prove that his votes were not fraudulently or illegally obtained. The president tweeted that yesterday, and Twitter flagged it as a disputed claim, as an all-Republican appellate panel in Pennsylvania handed Trump's legal team another defeat. USA Radio's Tim Burke from the Phoenix Bureau with details.
A federal appeals court in Philadelphia upheld a previous ruling that dismissed the campaign's case to prevent Pennsylvania from certifying its election results, showing former Vice President Joe Biden as winning the state. President Trump took to Twitter and said they would appeal the ruling.
One of the judges, a Trump appointee, wrote in the decision that calling an election unfair does not make it so. Charges require specific allegations and then proof. We have neither here. Pennsylvania has already certified their election results. This is USA Radio News.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.